Hey everybody, welcome to episode 3 of the Ruby Discourse. Is it 3?
Yeah, 3.
Wow, time flies. I am one of your hosts, Turtle. Joining me, as always, is Ram-C, or Ramp.
It depends who you ask.
If you ask me, it's Ram-C. Oh, it's nice. But Ram-C, you chose the topic for today. So why don't you take it away?
All right. The topic I want to talk about today, I think, is one of the things that I think kind of gives Dominion a lot of its character, especially on the battlefield layer, almost only on the battlefield layer, morale. Because how does it work? No one really knows. I mean, there's like
That's true, right? Isn't that factually true? Like the Swedes don't know?
At least like that might have been part of the reason. Maybe they do know in Dominions 5. But at least as of Dominions 4, I want to say it was all this kind of, they don't know what was going on there exactly. There's like a lot of received wisdom on it, like little things, like, you know, put like at least 5 people in a formation. Because under 4, they start checking morale, like for everything. Or how morale affects attacking rear, I guess. Like every time they pass by an eligible target, they have to think, am I going for it? That's better check morale.
I know that's true now. Is that true? Is that new to Dom 5?
I think that's always been kind of true. I think.
Crazy.
Wow. They tweaked it somewhat. I think, especially once it went to like everyone going at the same time, fly got really weird for a while. Because I think also archers didn't really lead targets properly at the very beginning, which led to people saying archers suck in Dominions 5 early on, because they did.
And guess what?
They're okay sometimes now, easily countered, but crossbows are good, yeah. I guess.
I say that I slaughtered Atlantis with underwater crossbows. So.
I mean, there you go. They can't shoot back underwater. It's like a archer superiority beneath the waves, which I understand.
Well, I did. To be fair, I did slaughter them with underwater crossbows, but I used the underwater crossbows above ground, so they were just not as good.
Life under the seas corresponds in many ways. You may not have heard this.
We're not a couple of memesters.
We're not one of those podcasts. Other Dominions podcasts.
Yeah, unlike the other guys, here you get
ones who I won't name.
Yeah, it's true. We won't deign to name them, but
they know who they are. They're on notice. Calling them out.
That's true.
By name.
We're starting drama.
That's right. But morale. It's very important in managing that. I think is one of the things that separates good players from bad. I want to say, like, people just smash mans. They'll put like hundreds of hit points on the board that can only actually like, hurt them. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So let's take a step back.
Okay.
Let's talk about morale. Morale, very, very straightforwardly is it's a mechanic in Dominions where your guys will, if their morale breaks, they start to run away.
Yeah, they rout.
Right, they rout. Yes, exactly. And there's a number of ways.
Bunch of malices.
Yes. Yeah. Malices. Yeah. They get reduced stats due to their.
They suck when they're running away. But you were saying a bunch of ways.
They will kill the shit out of your pretender though. if they route into your dumb dragon or whatever.
If it's on your first turn expansion after all your other testing, yeah, you're definitely going to eat a bleeding wound and die.
Yes. That's why. Oh. So. Once upon a time in the old days, when things were turn-based and not quote-unquote real-time or whatever, the meta was like you have a dragon or something, you have them attack a rear to try to get the commanders.
Yeah.
Now, one of our dear friends, I forget who, but do you remember who it was? Someone like took like the man-eater or something on my recommendation and then like got owned because the indies routed into him, and I'm like, oh, we didn't tell you that because he's came from like Dom 3 or something. It's like you have to attack closest now.
Yeah, it's no, I don't know that one. I missed that. That's a shame. Wow. That sounds real funny though.
Yeah, well, it happened. It was funny, and apparently my fault.
Good job.
Sorry, dude.
We're supposed to be educating these people.
I know. I'd like to officially. I'd like to issue it. Hold on. I'm gonna get.
Wow.
I'll get a thing to hit. One second. shit. Hold on. I'm in my kitchen here.
Okay, I'm holding on.
All right, ready? Oh, here we go.
Our first official apology. Your first official apology.
I'd like to issue an official Ruby Discourse apology to the guy, I can't remember who his name was or what chassis it was. I think it was like some soup or someone. But whoever
you are. Oh, man, poor some soup.
Yeah. And if it's not some soup, I'm sorry for singling you out wrongly. I'm sorry that I forgot to tell you that you have to attack close now with an awake flying pretender expander. And that you got owned as a result of me forgetting to tell you that. I'm really sorry.
But yeah, an official
Ruby.
Oh, discourse. Wow.
Sorry. You have to bracket it, Ramsey. It's very important. You were saying.
Oh, yes. And, but yeah. So managing morale, you know, the fear effects and all that, they're all very good ways. Because they essentially, you know, they in essence, kill the unit in a way. These are all very important things, and it's important to manage, and morale is important.
To make the unit irrelevant, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, yes, at least in the current battle. And maybe forever, because now you can die while retreating.
Oh, yeah, that's a new thing.
Yeah.
I don't think gods can die if it's a retreat province. I think they automatically escape, I've heard.
Are you sure?
No, absolutely not.
Me neither. I'm not
risking that shit.
Yeah. me fucking either. No, but...
viewers, write us in and let us know if your god died on retreat. Thanks.
Yeah. Send it to Ramsey's personal email address. Go yeah, to his house. Go to his house and just knock on his door in the middle of the night.
Don't do that.
Wake up with wife and children. Give his kid a note. I'm sorry, Ramsey. This is uncomfortable. I apologize.
But anyway.
Sorry.
But yeah, morale is a black box. And what also is a black box, Turtle?
What?
The human heart.
Whoa!
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. Okay, hold on. You know what? You should say that again. We should do that again.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm ready. Yeah, me too.
All right. The human heart is a
Whoa!
Black box.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Shit, dude.
What we're actually talking about is real morale.
Real morale, IRL morale. Okay.
IRL, in real life morale.
That seems a little bit more interesting than the actual game. We haven't actually talked about the gameplay mechanic that much, but
no, it's a swerve.
Okay, all right.
It's all gonna merge, I think.
Okay, sure, I'm into it.
But the point is, how do you break a man, right?
Yeah, you know,
person.
So you made a good point. You know, if you don't mind, I'll cut in here. You know, something that often gets forgotten when you're playing Dominions, especially by, I guess, people I call them more mathematically inclined or whatever, members of our community and stuff, you know, is, you know, they think about, like, playing against, like, the nation or, like, the, you know, but you really, you have to play against the player.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you really have to play against the player, you know, like, you know.
You said this before?
I'm sure I have, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's why single player is actually, I think, not like playing in single player and stuff, like beyond like expansion testing, is not just like not helpful. I think it might actively be bad for you.
I think beyond the first year or two, once you've, you know, learned the UI and everything, you're just kind of setting yourself up with a lot of bad expectations about how things will act. Never mind the AI is incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
In very specific ways.
Yeah, and it's also not thinking, and also it cheats.
It does.
You know, like it cheats.
Calling gods.
Yeah, calling gods, but also I think it like gets bonus resources or something. You know, like
something like that. It's always pulling like, you know, mercs out of nowhere.
Yeah, or like stacks of trash units that it shouldn't have. You know, it's not subject to the same constraints that the other player is. You know, when a player exhausts their resources, like you dump all your gems summoning ogres, now you're out of gems.
Yeah. Now a player doesn't do that. Unless you've broken their will and they go AI.
Right. No, but as part of our whatever, you know, we want to talk about, morale, you know, it's a big part of like playing other players is that at a certain point, persuading other players not to play the game with you anymore.
I believe Nuclear Monkey refers to it as giving in to the pain.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That's honestly, that's kind of his MO.
Yeah, that's true. That, you know, maybe forcing others to give into the pain, or Nuclear Monkey's MO is himself giving into the pain.
No. He actually creates the pain and it makes everyone else give into it, because he just he revels in it like some sort of monster.
Okay, yeah. Nuclear Monkey has a weird sadomasochistic relationship with Dominions. You heard it here first, though.
Just drops Burden of Time, just watches everyone just weep and gnash their teeth.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Just because he usually, of course, does is on a nation that doesn't get hit as bad as everyone else. And it's okay to make the entire game, like, you know, pop in like Outer Dark or Perpetual Storm, so long, you know, stuff that inconveniences you, so long as it hurts everyone else more, because that makes them more likely to give up or tilt or what have you.
What's tilting?
Tilting is another gaming term. Basically, when someone gets real mad and starts making mistakes, like when you get in their head and they just start lashing out, it's probably, you probably have a martial arts term for it that makes it sounds much more elegant.
Well, I'm familiar with the phenomenon. I was actually just talking. I'm teaching you.
You're getting very far away.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm plugging in my laptop. So it doesn't die on us. But yeah, I was teaching a
booth. Thank you for your sake. Hello.
The vulture. You know, we were talking about as a capoeirista, you know, capoeira is a very specific thing. Like, you know, one of the first things you must do as a capoeirista, in my opinion. I've said this, I think, on the chat before, when I've waxed poetic about my dumb profession that no one cares about, but
I like it.
Well, thank you. Very generous. What a generous. Hold on. I'm not going to say, I'm just going to clap. What a generous thing to say. Thank you, Ramsey.
No problem.
Ramsey, anyways,
I'm a morale officer.
Yes. Thank you. But what's it called? There's a very basic human instinct, and there is a word for it in French, I believe. I don't speak French, but it's like revanche or something. It's used in the context of politics, like a revanchist movement or something.
I've heard of it.
Yes. And like, it means something very specific. Very specifically, it doesn't mean like revenge. It means like, you know, somebody like embarrasses you or slights you or something, and all of a sudden you have this urge, this universal human urge to like tag them back.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. It's a very specific thing. Like, it's a very short-lived impulse, right? You know, but you have this.
Generally.
Fuck you, man. You want to make it even. You want to tag them back. You know what I mean?
Let's get them. Mess them up.
You know, anyways, you know, so happens in politics a lot, you know, and it's like wars and ball. In capoeira, that's important because I was telling Abutra, you know, you must learn to suppress this instinct.
Yeah.
As a capoeirist, it's a very, 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 it's a hugely important thing to be able to suppress, because what you'll do is someone will like get you, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And immediately you'll want to like jump at them, you know, but the thing is, if you're playing someone who's even slightly smart, you know, in capoeira and in Dominions, I think, you know,
this is true.
You know, what's going to happen is you're going to like lash out in a poorly considered, like, not thought out way, you know, and you're going to dig yourself in a deeper hole.
Yeah. People will, like when I fight people in wars in this game, one of the things I will do, like I will very specifically try to avoid giving them, I suppose, any sort of catharsis against me. Like, I will avoid like big fights. I want to try and pick people apart.
Yes, I've done that too.
They'll move their giant stack around, they'll get frustrated, they'll want their big fight, and you just don't give it to them. They'll get
deny them. Yes. As a matter of fact, FYI, that was the first whatever of capoeira I learned. My first master was a very short, annoying guy. And the thing I learned from him was to figure out what the other guy wants to do, like what he'd like you to do, and then do anything else.
For frustrate them.
Yeah, just do anything else. If the guy wants to do acrobatics, go in there and like fist fight him. You know, if the guy wants to get into a fist fight, like, you know, fuck around and do acrobatics.
Yeah, don't do that shit. Yeah, exactly. Like, same thing. You don't want to take the battle that the guy is trying to give you if you can help it.
Oh yeah. If somebody's marching his doom stack at you, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
But no, you.
You never want to engage his doom stack.
No, it's like, unless it's like absolutely necessary, and
yeah.
Once you get to the late game, it's usually not. Generally, I guess, unless it's like a game-winning thing.
Unless you have a very comprehensive plan to like to fuck him up. You know what I mean? Like, you know, but
if someone's marching directly on your capital, of course, they also might be leaving their entire backfield.
Of course, the flip side is like, you know, if somebody's like raiding the shit out of you, you know what I mean? Like,
you got to keep even on that. Yeah.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to fight you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you need to arrange to fight him.
Like, remember the fight my fight versus Nabah when I was playing Asphodel and Wan Lee? He was absolutely raiding the shit out of me.
Yeah.
But like on some level, I think I had the Zen realization that none of that actually mattered, and he couldn't hold anything he took, so I just didn't let it bother me. I let it flow away.
Yeah.
And then, avoided fighting his Doomstacks, cast Leprosy on everything until he went AI for partially OOC reasons, but I'll take the win.
A dirty win is still a win. I think the sort of the quintessential nation to like learn how to like be patient and not freak out about stuff is actually Agartha.
Which like EA or MA or both?
Well, I'm thinking EA in
particular. Not LA. LA blows.
Yeah, well, I've never played LA, but I'm thinking EA in particular, you know, but like, the thing about EA in particular, you know, is like, you're the ultimate siege cracking, you're the ultimate siege nation, you crack forts instantly, all of your troops are incredibly good at it, you know, but, you know, and so, you know, what you're doing is you're marching this, like, slow fort cracking stack, you know what I mean, like, you know, and literally
it becomes inexorable.
Yes, anybody can raid against you as long as you like don't lose focus. You know,
in my first game, my first ever game, I was EA Agartha. Playing against the big boys, and when it first finally came for me to attack the triple blessed van thing that like Diablo had, I just marched my army right up to his cap and just crushed it while he just kept on sending all of these, you know, like teleporting like the raiding thugs and stuff. It's like terrifying shit, but. It's like, I don't know, trying to, like, choke out, like, some sort of, like, I don't know, cat or something while it's trying to claw you.
Yeah,
bigger than a cat. Way bigger than a cat.
And, I guess, so all this sort of goes back to, you know, we talked about handicapping a nation. It's important to understand and think about, like, what a nation is supposed to do, like, how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you're like Pan, you only do a few things.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Pan is that Pan can do everything. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but like, you know,
for normal nations, though.
Sorry. I'm trying to get through this section, and I'm laughing because Ramsey's like, "Yeah, Pan's great." It's funny.
It is great.
You know,
the truth is funny.
I'm cheered by your enthusiasm. But okay, well, all right.
I love Pan.
Anyways, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Okay. So
handicapping.
Well, knowing what a nation does. You know what I mean? Like if you're like I'm talking about, if you're early age Agartha, you know, you're the ultimate siege nation. Your things move very slowly, but that's okay. You know, because in a war, what you're doing is you are taking their forts, and even you can just tear them down if you want.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you probably want them, you know what I mean? But like, but if you're concerned, you can't hold them.
Yeah, it's more of a rage. That's more of a losing move.
Yeah, but
that's a spite move.
If you're concerned,
maybe you're spiteful.
If you're concerned, you can't hold something. Sure. You can just take it and raise it and keep moving. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like
they can't take it back easily, most likely.
Exactly. Yeah. Well. If you don't want, if you want to leave your stack there, but you know. Meanwhile, if you're like Kalem or someone, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you can't try to play Kalem slow doom stat. I mean, you can, you know, I think the only thing you have. are mammoths, and they're
it's
not
great. Mammoths. They're Calum, at least like MA Calum. They don't have like good sacreds, but you have like good industry and you have like good wizards, I guess. But the one that I'm successful with is just making tons and tons and tons of their chaff birds and just drowning people in Kalian militia.
Yeah,
it's worked for me in pretty much every age, actually.
You know, the thing about different nations is they have very different, like, sort of quality, like the experience of playing them is very different.
Yes, oh God, yes. Map move makes a huge difference.
Yeah, map move is huge, you know.
That's my big one.
Oh gosh, that's enormous, you know. But also, you know, how meaty things are, how robust your armies are, all sorts of stuff.
Once you find yourself in like the lake.
You still there?
I'm still here. Can you hear me?
I lost you for a second. Sorry. Sorry, guys.
It's okay. We're professionals. But yeah, when you're just on like 10 hit point size mans, it's like you can't do shit with that. You gotta like summon something. You need something that you can fight.
Yeah, that's true. No, yeah, I mean that's the Bander Log strategy.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, just summons all the time.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you don't let someone play the nation the way that it's supposed to be played or that they want to play it, they'll get frustrated. They might give up.
Yeah.
They might go AI.
Yeah, you know, getting people to go AI is a very powerful move. There's a lot of ways to do it.
It's an art, not a science.
It's true. You know, and you have to understand who you're playing against. This is about playing the player again.
Yeah. Some people will absolutely not go AI if you frustrate them, and will just turn into like absolute just sandbag and hell fuckers.
Yeah. And but Josh. That's true about Josh. Fighting Josh is a game losing strategy.
You just eventually just need to cut ties doing that.
but of course, you know, you can work around, you can work with spite stuff too. If you can arrange for somebody else to take the spite.
Yeah. I mean, that's your MO.
That is my MO. I shouldn't be telling people that.
We're letting behind the scenes.
Yeah, like piercing the veil, lifting the veil or whatever, you know.
It's like how I'm telling them all my good strategies of being good at the game and winning.
Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. You know, like if somebody's like a hell fucker or something, you know, like just let somebody else fight them.
Yeah, just if you can coalition it up, like do some crippling things, not get their ire, and you know, that's can be a diplomacy thing too. Like if you're just like a good sport about it, not like a tremendous asshole online, you're a lot more likely to just not incur like a whole bunch of like super spite.
It's true. It's true. Being friendly is like a very helpful.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
Even if you're stomping them, be positive about it. I guess.
Yeah,
if you can.
You know,
hit you back though. What does it matter though?
You know, I'll be real about whatever. Like, you know, I typically go AI. I'm not like a hell fucker.
Yeah.
Like that's something you should know about me. I go AI when I'm like, I'm not going to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing interesting happening. I'm just getting my ass kicked. I've lost. You know, goodbye. Or I'll let someone else who likes to do that sort of stuff like sub in.
I feel like usually when if I'm in like a bad position, I'm just spinning my wheels and it's not fun anymore. Once the game turns into a job, I'm a lot more likely to go AI.
Yes. And that's the thing about the game turning into a job, you know, is, I think that's the healthy way to play. I know that there's, like, you talk about, I think your term is e-bushido or whatever, you know, online, like, bushido.
Honor.
The weird code of honor shit, you know, but, like, dude, like, Dominion is a fucking game. Like, it's a video game. Like, just, like, if you're not enjoying yourself, stop. Do something else.
You can do other stuff. It's okay.
Yeah,
you'll still be here when you want to come back.
Yeah.
Called Dominion 6.
On that note, you know, when I'm calculating like if I can make another player go AI, I try to like think about their what they have going on in their real life.
Mm-hmm. Hacking all of their internets.
What'd you say?
After hacking all of their internet.
No, but like, you know, people are like, oh man, you know, I'm changing jobs, or like, you know,
it's like, oh really?
You know, or people with kids especially, man, like, you know.
Yes, well.
Yeah, you know, people with kids, like,
my second game, I won in part because someone I was at a war with just went AI because their child was born.
The fool.
Yes, well,
fucking
who won there?
Graham C is who, baby? Woo!
I'll take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Look, someone had to win once he quit. I didn't make him have a kid.
Yeah, it's true. You didn't make them have the kid. He made his own poor choices. You know,
he made his bed.
Yeah, and he's got to lie in it.
I hope he's happy.
Yeah,
I'm sure it's great. Kids are cute.
Of course, yeah. You know, we're being performative, whatever here, but like, you know, I was gonna say something, I forgot what it was. Mm-hmm.
Some sort of greater point about things they have going on in real life, maybe.
Maybe. Oh, but yeah, no, you know, but I mean, like, you know, I actually, so during Bandar Log, my next door neighbor had bed bugs.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah, and fucking. They didn't actually like get established in our apartment, but like, you know, we had to get treated anyway, mm-hmm. you know? And so I was like living in like a hotel and like, you know, this and that. And I still took my turns, you know, you want to know the reason I was able to do that?
Why?
One game at a fucking time.
Oh, yes. So this is part of the reason for Turtle's resilience and incredible focus, as you, I think we mentioned before, his one game at a time policy.
Yeah, I'm currently in two games, and I think I'm probably going to lose one. So I'm not checked out exactly, but like, you know, I'm probably going to lose. It's life. I'm due for a loss. I'm actually due for a couple of losses. I've won like two in a row. So
I feel like I'm doing okay lately.
Yeah,
but I play more than you.
You do. You yeah,
more erratically. I feel like now.
You have a larger, more powerful brain. I have a.
My brain is powerful.
Yeah, there you go. See,
that's what I tell myself.
Well, you know, this is sort of going to be a meandering convo, I guess, about morale.
Yeah.
Now, you've got work in the morning.
I do.
So I don't know. Any closing thoughts, and then maybe we'll call it.
Yeah, closing thoughts. So I think morale in the game is, I guess, something that gives kind of a lot of the flavor to. Dominions creates a lot of interesting, I guess, internal narratives to it. You know, creates a lot of interesting situations you wouldn't see normally. And in real life, morale is also important because it's important that you feel good. And if you're not having fun playing the game, it's okay to go AI, especially if you're my neighbor.
Yeah, it's true. Especially if you're Ramsey's neighbor. Ramsey, did you structure this whole thing like a high school essay?
I did not structure this like some sort of high school essay, I don't think. Not consciously.
All right.
Okay. It's not possible. It's drilled in my...
Yeah. That's fair. You know, that thing it drills in there. I was like, wait a second. This is too neat. All right.
I'm very organized.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, all right, folks.
Thank you for joining us on the Ruby Discourse.
We'll see you guys next time.
All right.